Well, good morning, everyone. It really is great to see you here today. My name is Adrian. Welcome to Northmead and welcome to Family Church. So we're all in together and we're going to have a bit of fun together, but we're looking at an amazing part of God's Word, the Bible, Romans chapter 5, which tells us some spectacular things, speaking of S, about what Jesus does for us. And it's the most amazing message. And we've been looking at these verses over the last few weeks to think about what God's work in our lives looks like. All the good things, all the spiritual benefits and the blessings that he gives us. And today, we're continuing to look at that. And our first point today is that God's love has been poured into our hearts. God loves us so much that he fills us with his love. It says God's love has been poured out. It's not like it's kind of dripped out. It's not like dribbled slowly. He didn't get a half a teaspoon and measure it very carefully and then just put a little drop into us. He's poured out his love abundantly. It overflows. When it's raining super hard, it's raining so much that you can barely see and there's the sound on the roof and you can hardly hear. It's awesome. So much rain. What do we call that? We call it pouring, don't we? We say it's pouring when it's raining that hard. That is what God has done into our hearts. He's poured out his love. Because the problem is, without God, our hearts are a little bit like the land out in the country, out in the bush. Without God and without his love, then our hearts are dry and thirsty and can't grow what we need to grow. We can't produce what we're meant to. And the land is parched and thirsty and struggling. What the land needs and what we keep praying for is for God to provide pouring rain, drenching, soaking rain that lasts and lasts and soaks deep into the ground. And so it's not just rains a bit, but it keeps raining so that it fills the dams and makes the rivers run again. That's what we need. But you know, the Bible says God's love pours into our hearts and drenches our soul and soaks deep into our spirit, fills us up and brings us life, brings us the ability to love him and to grow and produce all the rich blessings that he has for us. So God's love has been poured out into our hearts. But notice it says through his Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. The Spirit of God, his own Spirit, is how he breathes life into us when we put our trust in him. And when you think about it, without the Spirit of God, we are a little bit like this balloon. It's kind of lifeless and it's nothing. But does someone reckon they can blow this balloon up for me? Calvin, do you want to have a go? You stand there and start blowing this balloon up. Because what happens, come up on the stage. Because what happens is when God's Holy Spirit comes into our lives, it's like he fills us up. And he knows exactly when to stop so that we don't burst. But he fills us. God breathes life into our hearts. What do you reckon? How's that? That's pretty good. Well done. Let me just tie it up. It was pre-slobbered, I'm sure. You hang on to that. So it's like now, the balloon before was kind of lifeless, and now it's full. It's what a balloon's meant to be. Well done. You can go sit back down. That's what happens. God's Holy Spirit comes into our lives, and he breathes into us life. He fills us. He pours his love into us. He fills us with his Spirit. His Spirit of holiness is breathed into our lives. His Spirit of understanding and wisdom is breathed into our lives. God breathes and fills us with his Spirit, his character. And it lifts us up and it shapes our lives. And now we're full as Christians. That's one of the things we rejoice about. We're filled with God's love and we're filled with God's Spirit. We're filled with life. But you know, this passage tells us more than that we are loved by God. It's true and it's amazing that God loves us. But what makes it even more amazing is God loves the impossible to love. God loves the impossible to love. See, the verse that we're looking at today, Romans 5, verse 5, we're really just looking at this one verse and thinking about what comes around it. But it says, hope does not disappoint us. The hope that we have of the future won't let us down. We won't be embarrassed or ashamed. It won't disappoint us because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us. But look at the next verse. For, because, how has his love been poured into our hearts? For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. You hear that? We're described in the Bible as helpless and ungodly. Verse 8, something similar. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible says without God's love, we're sinners. We've done the wrong thing and we keep doing the wrong thing. But God loves us. Verse 10 says, while we were his enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Without God's love, we're helpless. Without God's love, we're sinners. Without God's love, we're his enemies. We don't treat God as our friend and we don't love him the way that we should and we don't listen to him or obey him. We do the opposite. We were like that, but God loved us anyway. That's amazing, isn't it? He didn't wait for us to fix everything up. He didn't wait for us to sort out our life because we couldn't. We're helpless. He didn't wait for us to always do the right thing because we couldn't. We're ungodly. We're sinners. He didn't wait for us to be nice and easy to love because we couldn't do that. We were his enemies. But God loved us and poured out his love into our hearts by giving us his Holy Spirit. See, some things, when you think about it, are easy to love. It's easy to love them because there's lots about them that's lovely. Some things are easy to love, like this cute puppy. Very easy to love. He's so cute, so fluffy, just a little paw reaching out there. Some things are harder to love, like this, which is technically a dog, but do you know what I mean? Some things are easier to love, some things are hard to love. I guess it's sometimes a little bit like toys. Some toys you just think, man, that's cool. That's the most amazing toy. Like this enormous Voltron toy. Look at that. How cool is that thing? He's got a massive sword and I'm sure he could stand up if he felt like it. But I mean, that's pretty cool. That's an awesome toy. That's pretty hard not to like. And you can imagine kids loving it. But then there are things that you think, how do they love that? You know how sometimes little kids just have their favorite blankie and it's just kind of, they can't live without their blankie or their whatever they call it. They often have a special name and you're like, eh. It's not lovable, but they love it. Maybe you've seen the movie Toy Story 4. You've got Buzz Lightyear. He's amazing. And then you've got Forky, who's just a plastic fork with just kind of not, and yet the girl loves the Forky amazingly. God doesn't love us because we're amazing. He loves us because he loves us. God fills us with love that's special and it's precious and it will never run out. It will last forever because it's not love that we deserved, because it's not love that we worked for. It's a gift, like his Holy Spirit is given to us. God's love is never going to go away. It's never going to run out. It's never going to break down. It's never going to end, even when we make a mistake or are imperfect, because God loves the impossible to love. And that brings us to our third and last point this morning, and that is that God proves his love. He doesn't just say he loves us, he proves it. We know God loves us because he proves it. He demonstrates it by sending Jesus to die for us. Did you notice that when the passage that we're reading wanted to say that we were loved by God, even though we'd done the wrong thing, it says Jesus died for us. Christ died for us. Really, that's the most powerful, amazing way God can say, I love you. Parents, you'll remember the movie The Princess Bride. Kids, you should get your parents to show you The Princess Bride. It's an amazing movie. It's awesome. It's fun. It's really, really cool. And when I was growing up, it was the only movie you were allowed to watch at church functions. So I've seen it about 95 times, but it's very good. But yeah, in that movie, every time Wesley says to Buttercup, as you wish, keeps saying, as you wish, as you wish. Eventually, she realizes every time he says, as you wish, he's really saying, I love you. He's really saying, I love you. In this passage, every time it says, Christ died for you, you know what? It's really saying, God loves you. Verse 6, how do we know God actually loves us? Because while we were helpless, Christ died for us, for the ungodly. Verse 8, how do we know God loves us? Because God proves his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 10, how do we know God really loves us? While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. God proves how much he loves us by sending Jesus to die. Now, I need a volunteer. I need a volunteer who loves chocolate. So do you want to come up the front? So, I need a volunteer who loves chocolate because I got a very difficult challenge. So, I have a Freddo Frog here. Do you love chocolate? How could you prove to me that you love chocolate? By eating it. Okay, well, prove it. Okay, well, you can eat the rest later. But okay, that's pretty good. Okay, now I want to know, do you really love chocolate? Do you really love chocolate? Okay, well, I have here a chocolate-covered Brussels sprout, a chocolate-covered gherkin, and just, I need to prepare this. I've got some chocolate mousse, and I'm just going to top it off with some tuna. And some hard-boiled egg. There we go. Now, can you just have a smell of that? Okay, that's good. That's very good. Okay, now you told me you really love chocolate. How are you going to prove it now? By taking your Freddo Frog and sitting back down. Well done. Well done. You've done the job. See, it's interesting. We obviously don't love chocolate that much, do we? I mean, we love chocolate, but if you put it with something else, no, we're not interested. We don't love it that much. But here's the thing. You can see how much God loves us. He made us and he loves us and he cares for us. He loves humanity. But you know, he really, really loves us. And he proves that he loves us by doing something very hard. By doing something very difficult. He sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. For all the wrong things we've done, Jesus died. He loved us even when we were impossible to love. And this is what the whole series that we've been looking at over the last little while in Kids Alive and in church, this is what everything's been about. How do we know that we've been declared righteous by God? How do we know that God loves us and we have peace with God? Well, because Jesus died for us. How do we know we have access to God and we have grace? We have his undeserved, generous kindness because Jesus died for us. How do we know we're going to heaven? Because Jesus died for us. How can we rejoice in our hope? How can we rejoice in our affliction? Because Jesus died for us. And we've seen it again today. This is why it's awesome to be a Christian. This is why it's awesome to belong to God and put your faith in Jesus. Because God's love is poured out into our hearts through his Holy Spirit who's been given to us. Because God loves the impossible to love. And God proves his love. Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose again and will love us forever. And so our hope will not disappoint us. So let's pray now together. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love for us, demonstrated perfectly, proven once and for all in that Jesus died for us. Thank you that that love you've poured into our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that you've given us your Holy Spirit, and that we know you're with us. And Father, we pray that you would help us to be filled with your love and to share that love with others. To be filled with hope and look forward to the day when we get to see Jesus face to face. We thank you so much, God, that you are such an amazing and awesome King. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.